Okay, so this is Jennifer for Citizen Really. I've already recorded two things, but I've managed to lose them twice on the Wi-Fi, so I'm just going to stick to audio. So, end of day six. We are about 7 miles outside St Andrews in a B&B, which is lovely. What are we doing? Yeah, 2 more days left. We have been everywhere. So we've been in Stonehaven, woke up in Stonehaven this morning. Very, very quiet celebrations, kind of my favourite type of torch, really. Not because it's quiet and not because it's anti-corporate. It's because actually you genuinely get a real feel for what these sort of big events mean for smaller communities. But also really what I'm interested in is not the torch, really, in the idea of the Olympics and all that. Interested in how you can use some of these devices to bring people together and to actually tell their own stories rather than having a story told for them. So we were in Brechin where we met you and one of our citizen really sort of coordinators for Dundee and the East, where he got me in front of the camera to be a TV presenter on one of his shows, which was quite funny. Wasn't expecting it, but it was good. It meant that I got up on the roof and met a Piper, a 14-year-old Piper, but also got to film on the roof. But at the same time, I got to speak to one of the kind of community leaders, in a way, of the Mechanics Institute, Jane, who was very keen to look at sort of using these sort of tools to kind of for community engagement around events. So that's the sort of thing that I'm interested in. We're kind of been to Dundee, met some wonderful people from the SILUPS conference of librarians, information management, which I'm actually speaking at their Scottish event in October. So I kind of managed to gatecrash the conference, drive a UWS van up to the front and interview their president, which was fantastic. And then we went to Perth, which had a lovely vibe to it, very, very busy for a daytime celebration. Back to Dundee, had a bit of a weird situation with ambush marketing of the worst kind, which is even worse than Nike and Pepsi, you know, really, really extreme political stuff that makes me feel quite uncomfortable. But now we're in St Andrews, straight to Edinburgh, 23 seconds left, time for bed. So I'm excited to see my team, but I'm worried about the come down that's going to come after this 2 more days and then it's back to normal. Okay, good night, internet.